Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him.
To seek
out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
Interface complete.
Soundless words are screamed. Unformed thoughts vibrate. And I hear the music from this feast. The air is heavy but lively. The dance floor is inviting. And I will dance with you tonight. Your hand is coming closer now. Will it lead me to the heart of space? Shall we enjoy the silence for once? And if the music is still playing, God will turn it into tears of delight. Smiling gestures flutter around. The purity of your face tonight dazzles my senses, numbs my tongue. Oh, I will dance with you before long. Your eyes shall meet mine for a while, then the dance floor will be ours. Our lips are coming closer now. Will our kiss make me feel the heart of space? Shall we enjoy the silence for once? And if the music is still playing, God will turn it into tears of delight. Yes, I shall enjoy the silence, even for the shortest dance.
Every day, as I go my way,
Shadow. Is this the future? Used to eat steaks and caviar, now it's peanut butter and a candy bar. Is this the future? All my money is nearly spent, don't have enough to pay the rent. You can cancel the future. Every day as I go my way, I can hear the people as they say,
hey brother, can you see a dime? I don't want to end up doing time.
But they say it's just the sign of the future.
My style's cocaine and boil the water I'm finding. Add the bacon, but I ain't talking about swine. The times is changing, replacing names from the charts. Been waiting patient, you see the movement is smart. I'm calculating, and never falling apart. It's aggravating. See, I'm a worse bard. I got him fed up. Straight on my back is the city. I sack my bread up. Tell a DA, come and get me. I keep my head up. Blowing the smoke from the sticky. They try to catch up, but they can't keep up with me. No.
They can't keep up with me. 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 They can't keep up with me.
This kid's the problem, homie. What drugs you on? You know I'm starving. I take a nap after dawn. You gotta guard 'em. I'm a prince like Tayshaun. They call me Harlem. Morris and Barry Bonds. I don't involve 'em. For those who tag along, they try to dodge 'em. I bet they wish I was gone. I make it happen. This is a marathon. Now who's you smashing? A bunkie bounce on a horn. My chicks is crashing. One of them making me toast. We rose, they passing. Another rolling the choke. The one with the accent. She bathed my body with soap. You worried some action. I'm feeling shorty the most. I travel with homies. G4 is candy painted. You dudes don't know me. Negative, we can't get acquainted. You cats be phony. Fighting my style don't change. You gotta show me. Who better? I can't explain it. Cause
keep up, with me. They can't keep up 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 with me.
Rock Wild on the track. Ashwood.
Ashwood. Ashwood. My nigga Ashwood right there, people. All right. Today is talk about my past. You know what I'm saying? Looking toward the future. You know what I'm saying? That's why I played them couple of songs, man, because with the first song, you know what I'm saying, that was soul poetry, you know what I'm saying? Misindrin Maruat. And you know, shall we think upon those things, man? Because, you know, you need to sit back and sometimes just reflect on life. You know what I'm saying? And that is what I'm doing, taking the time out to really appreciate my motherfucking self. You know, sometimes you get mad at people for not appreciating you. And you know why? Because you don't appreciate your motherfucking self. Pat your own self on the back. Stop waiting for a motherfucker to pat you on the back. You know you're doing a good damn job. Keep motherfucking steam head going forward and doing what you got to do to motherfucking make it to a bigger and better, brighter day. So that's why I'm here, you know what I'm saying? Letting y'all know I'm coming up on my 25th. I don't know why I keep saying that. That would be a good thing. But February 25th is my one-year anniversary in radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? You can, you know, I'm going to have some clips and stuff to show you where I came from. For my first initial show, you know what I'm saying, February 25th, 2009, and to now, February 25th, 2010. Thank the Lord for allowing me to be 1 year in radio, you know what I'm saying? And that's a big milestone for myself, and, you know, and all the accomplishments that have come along, you know what I'm saying, in my path. Been responsible for not only breaking artist records, but making motherfucking artists into real DJs and you know what I'm saying, to really just help the movement. And I don't mean DJs as far as scratch and all that kind of shit, but a DJ enough to get up on these airwaves and put this music out here to the world. And I mean the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about Goofy Bone. I'm talking about Saturday Baby Powder Fresh J. I'm talking about I'll Be the Wise One. I'm talking about Miss Tasha Triple X. Talking about Lil Lola in New Zealand. I'm talking about Miss Shy Romance. I mean, these are all the people that I directly influenced, you know what I'm saying, to get their own shows, to really be in tune to this network, you know what I'm saying, due to the content, you know what I'm saying, that we bring here, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of, you know, and I just, you know, network with a whole lot of people all from around the world. Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying? You know, hooked up with her and been meeting all kind of different artists, you know what I'm saying, all the way across the world, you know what I'm saying, people that I normally wouldn't go out and seek, you know what I'm saying, but because of the networking, you know what I'm saying, that opened up them doors, you know what I'm saying, because me, independent is just unsigned hype, period, you know what I'm saying, if nobody don't know nothing about you, fucking with you, you know what I'm saying, if somebody feels that, you know, you doing enough that you need, you know what I'm saying, additional exposure and some help. But that's what I'm here for, you know what I'm saying? That's what Wrecking the Game Radio is for. So, one more week, you know what I'm saying? And we definitely going to be going in, man. It's my 1 year in radio. I'm going to have everybody out here. We're going to be partying, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have a good time. And it's just a milestone, you know what I'm saying? It's a big milestone for me. And I'd like to thank Crime City Records, you know what I'm saying, for actually making a category for best motherfucking radio show, you know what I'm saying? Because that is not in any motherfucking award show, even though it is a very important category, you know what I'm saying? But motherfuckers is really just sleep on the on this underground movement, you know what I'm saying? And this is what this is. It's a real underground movement. In a minute, motherfucker, mark my word, I said this like since the whole year I've been in radio, FM and AM radio gonna be shut the fuck down. You know what I'm saying? So the only motherfuckers that's gonna be out there standing in the paint for independent artists is right here. You know what I'm saying? Wrecking the Game Radio, 186 Duke. You know what I'm saying? You got Life After Dust. You know, this is all these different spots, you know what I'm saying, is actually breaking the artists' records, though. You know, WDKK Radio, you know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother online radio station, 40 million listeners, you know what I'm saying? So if you can't get your shit broken like Soulja Boy style, I mean strictly online, you know, you ain't gonna get it broke offline. Because it requires no fucking footwork. It requires no talking to. All it requires you to do is upload your shit, put a picture to it, and spam everybody, you know what I'm saying, to make them motherfucking feel you. You know, and that's the biggest thing about the online world, you know what I'm saying? And I've been on this shit since 1996, since the inception of the internet. I've been on this shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, since the commercial conception, not the military use. I've been on it before then, too, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying the commercial use aspect of it has been since 1996, and I've been here using this shit like, you know, it's supposed to be used. And, you know, I started since 1995. You know, I've been making tapes on, I've been in music making tapes, you know what I'm saying, putting artists on tapes and making custom tapes off 88.5, you know what I'm saying, the Underground Railroad, which is a radio station here in Tampa, Florida, you know what I'm saying, 813. And RIP and shouts out to Kenny K, because that was my whole influence, you know what I'm saying, for me being the motherfucker who I am today. One motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Kenny K, who was responsible for bringing, you know what I'm saying, independent artist exposure to Tampa, Florida, period, because nobody wasn't, you know what I'm saying, taking no kind of time out, except for like on the mixtape circuit, you know, and that was Money B's, you had your Money B's and Doc D's and all that kind of stuff, but even back then, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't a focus about artists' exposure and breaking an artist's record. Motherfucker back then was just trying to put out hot mixes, you know what I'm saying, keep the club pumped up and shit like that, but you never heard the real push for motherfucking artists, you know what I'm saying, wanting to get exposure and actually get mad at the DJs and shit for not playing their motherfucking music. Nowadays, you know what I'm saying, artists is getting mad because they're hungry. Motherfuckers done woke up, they see that, you know what I'm saying, this is an arena that if you put your motherfucking gloves on and them bitches big enough, you knock the next motherfucker out and you're going to be the motherfucker that's successful. And that's just the, you know, the point blank way that it is in the game. At least since I've been in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm 32 years old now, so I've been in this motherfucker over 10 years, you know what I'm saying, doing my thing. So started from tapes, moved to CDs, you know what I'm saying, Lord brought the little CDs into the game, and that's what really took my whole promotional aspect to a different level, I would say that, you know what I'm saying, because the CDs made it easier than having to sit there, you know, listen to a whole fucking song, plus the commercial, go back, stop the tape, you know what I'm saying, edit the commercial out, you know what I'm saying, right at that point, and then, you know, that shit took work. And then you're talking about dubbing the tape and all that shit, man, please. Production-wise, no, tape is not the motherfucking way to go. Quality, yeah, they held good quality still do to this day. But the convenience of CDs came along and just really revolutionized the game for at least me, myself, and I. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how it affected anybody else. I was still caught up into that, going to the store paying $14, $15, $20 for CDs. You know what I'm saying? Before, you know, Lord kicked the technology that I already had since 1996 into my head and started copying my own shit, duplicating my own shit, making my own little mixes and shit. You know what I'm saying? And all that just helped me to become the DJ that I am today. You know what I'm saying? And not fucking with commercial artists has been a very big pet peeve of mine ever since I've been into the motherfucking industry. And the simple fact because when Ja knew, my first artist came to me with her CD, Shake It. Her first single, you know what I'm saying, was Shake It. And when she came in 2002, when she had been signed to Draft Boy Records prior to that, you know what I'm saying, for a year or whatever. And prior to that, since 99, you know what I'm saying, she had already been rapping. Unheard, nobody, you know what I'm saying, she'd been putting out there, doing a little shows here and there, but nobody ever heard of her till she came through the doors of Wrecking the Game Entertainment. And at the time, it was P&D Express, you know what I'm saying, which was me and my cousin, you know what I'm saying, I brought him into my own business, you know what I'm saying, after he got out of prison, you know, because I didn't believe in none of my family after work, you know what I'm saying, for the white man. So I put him down, you know what I'm saying, we got into our family, you know, ain't business type deal, and ended up splitting. And that was where the motivation for Wrecking the Game Entertainment popped in. You know what I'm saying? Because I had to roll some fuck niggas over, you know, and he fell into that circle. You know what I'm saying? You know, business family don't mix with me. I don't mix that shit up. You know what I'm saying? Because if you get mad at me because I'm going to fire your fuck ass and you want to throw that family shit up in there, you have been the dead ass wrong. And it's the same thing with a friend. You know what I'm saying? There's no friendship in business. You know, your ass slipped the fuck up, you're getting fired. So that is a little bit where, you know what I'm saying, Wrecking the Game came from. You know, and then a pussy nigga named Ramon back in the days would call his, I forgot the little production, but he was one of the main forces that actually established the CD Man's being on the corner down here in Tampa. You know what I'm saying? You never seen that shit before this brother came along. You know what I'm saying? Nobody knew about the duplicators. And he revolutionized the game as far as putting niggas on the street corner and showing them that y'all ain't got to go and pay another nigga. You can get out here on your own and get it in. You know what I'm saying? And that was big up for him. But, you know, in the same respect, that motherfucker turned around and he screwed over, you know what I'm saying, every soldier that he had on the street corner. You know what I'm saying? Including myself. Which was the biggest motivation for me motherfucking turning into Wrecking the Game, so I can smash his motherfucking ass. Which, that's what I pledge to do, and you don't hear about his ass now. Who you hear about? Smells so good. 34th Chelsea Street, the only nigga in Tampa, Florida, that's out on the motherfucking street corner, still doing the same goddamn thing. That motherfucker done came through this bitch, swept niggas off their feet. I mean, did actual special sweet, just to sweep niggas off the corner. You know what I'm saying? Because we abused the game. It's not the thing of one person doing it. It's the thing of copycats coming along and not everybody wanting to motherfucking do it. So then that ruins the game. You know what I'm saying? Then it brings too much attention, you know what I'm saying, to what's really going down. And that's all that ended up happening. But niggas didn't want to motherfucking tighten up, just like I say. It's not about what you do, it's how you do it. All I told the motherfuckers to go get a license. Okay, everybody ran down and got peddler's license. You know what I'm saying? Me, on the other hand, I ran down and got a goddamn business license. Because the motherfucker stepped down on me and tells me, even though you in the city of Tampa, Florida, which is Hillsborough County, which is the county. The county is bigger than the goddamn city. City of Tampa. The county is bigger than the city of Tampa. You know what I'm saying? Don't get that twisted. So Hillsborough County is what's running shit. Man, they fucked around, Thompson. Well, that's not within the zones. You have to go get a business license. So me, I'm not finna argue. Ran down that bitch, paid $140, got a motherfucking business license. The next fucking day, bam, I'm right back out that bitch like what? So at the same time, while they coming down the street sweeping everybody off, because they know everybody got these fuck-ass peddler licenses. Yeah, they swept on by me, because what? The grace of God keeps me, you know what I'm saying, out of harm's way each and every time. But what I do, I turn around, I put niggas up on game. I say, hey, man, go and get you some motherfucking pencils, a little bag of candy, some motherfucking crayons, some water. It don't motherfucking matter. Sell that shit and give away your motherfucking CDs. I don't sell CDs. I sell motherfucking paper cases. I sell paper sleeves. Go out and buy you a motherfucking 100-pack of paper sleeves. Put a sign up to say free CDs if you purchase a goddamn paper case. Now, what they gonna do when they come up? Not a motherfucking thing. You're not selling CDs. You're selling paper cases. You're selling pencils. You know what I'm saying? These are special pencils. These motherfucking pencils belong to Allah Baba Woo. You know what I'm saying? And they don't know who the fuck that is, but shit, because it came from you and you should have a sales pitch on you. You know what I'm saying? That'll get you out the fucking heat. And 6 years later, you know what I'm saying? I'm still out of my motherfucking grind. And bitches still see me in the same spot. 34th and Chelsea Street. Grind. Never left the motherfucking block. Never left the hood. You feel me? But left the hood to go out and expose artists to other places like Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Like California. Hawaii. You know what I'm saying? Australia. New Zealand. I mean, places that, you know, artists ain't never heard of. Why the fuck am I going to push your shit in Florida when these punk motherfuckers in Florida don't want to show you no love? Why am I going to push it in Georgia when that's just the next state over and that ain't leaving the South? You know what I'm saying? Why am I going to push that shit in New York when niggas ain't even vibing with us like that? But yet they want to run down here and try to jump on records and jump on features and take that shit back to NY and make it a hit. Which is cool. Do what you do. You feel me? Because you just showing us the real natural talent that we have here in the South. But my motivation is being Tampa Bay's most international DJ and unbiased DJ is to send that shit what? No man has gone before, goddammit. Think about motherfucking this song right here playing in Australia or New Zealand. You know what I'm saying? And that you have to see the magnitude of that. They might not even speak the language, but they like the motherfucking they like the beats. You know what I'm saying? Found that out when I went to Germany and shit. Motherfuckers is in the club. Don't speak a motherfucking lick of any goddamn thing. But the first thing they're going to do is motherfucking get up that bitch and bounce to your shit like they motherfucking know every goddamn lyric. And that's some powerful shit. And once you see that and you're in another country, and then you understand the power of your music. You know what I'm saying? This Crime City Records. Imagine hearing Crime City Records in New Zealand on the dance floor and shit. Or you know what I'm saying? You in motherfucking Berlin some goddamn way. You're in Berlin and shit. Walls done fell down. You hear this. Like, damn, nigga, that sound like home. Yeah, like, where the fuck that came from? How that got way the fuck over here? Exactly. That's power right there. You know what I'm saying? That's power. And that's power in radio. And coming up on this 1 year in radio, I'm going to show you just how powerful we is. We already motherfucking organized, you know what I'm saying, the Blog Talk Radio, the BTR host reunion. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? We got motherfucking different countries, states, and everybody that jumped on board, supported, and we just showed the only purpose of it was to show the power of networking and what we have in this whole online world, you know what I'm saying? Because we in a whole different world than what's offline, you know? And we actually making moves, we actually making progress in the game, and that's a big thing. So this show right here, man, is Talk About My Past and Look Toward the Future Thursday. You know what I'm saying? And, that's what we're doing. I'm going to get into a song real quick. Anybody want to call in, holler at your boy, ask me some personal questions? You know what I'm saying? This is your motherfucking day to open up, goddammit. 347-237-5125. You know what I'm saying? I give you nothing but the truth. And that's how I do. If you can't handle it, don't motherfucking ask me. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. Say she loved the new logo. You know what I'm saying? If anybody paid attention to the new logo, yeah, you see it. It's changed. Yeah. So I'm gonna be back on my motherfucking flying solo mission. You know what I'm saying? Miss Tasha Triple X has got her show up and running. So she will pop through every now and then. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm switching the whole format up again. I was finna change this motherfucker to the, Starship Voyager, the Smell So Good Voyager and shit, but I ain't want to fuck people's heads up. Like, damn, man, you just changed it to Smelly Pride. Plus, I got business cards, you know what I'm saying? I can't fuck up. So. Let me do one thing real quick before I get off into another cut and beam Crime City up in here real quick. See what's on his mind. Mr. Krill. Alright, here we go, y'all. Hold on just a second. What the hell? Yeah, trying to get over here to my goddamn transport beam. There we go. There we go. Beam this motherfucker on. Crab City is in the building. Welcome to the show, my brother. What's happening? Who the fuck calling me on the bat line? I can't stand that shit. There, bitches know I'm on the show. Call my goddamn phone. What a dude don't do, homie?
Everything good. What's up with you?
Man, you know, maintaining here. You babysitting. See the little shorties in the background running around, you know what I'm saying, with dirty diaper hanging halfway off his ass because you can't grab the motherfucking change, the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Bring your ass here, boy. Oh, my bad. At least that's how it goes, you know what I'm saying, with the kids I raised. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's good, man. What's happening with you today, bro? You know what I'm saying? You got some personal questions to ask me something, talk about my past, looking toward the future Thursday.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, like you was getting on the award show, you know what I'm saying? People ain't real up on that. They don't think nobody out there listening to them, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to get that into their head. Somebody is listening.
You know, somebody out there, and more people than you think, you feel me? More people than you think. I mean, you got Ohio listening to us right now, you know what I'm saying? How many motherfuckers from Florida is pushing your shit in Ohio or giving any kind of, you know what I'm saying, special mention to anybody outside the state of Florida?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Besides Hitman that takes it up to New York, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's really the only outlet I see. Shit, that's really getting the music out there. You know what I'm saying? Besides just word of mouth and motherfuckers getting a little mixtape or something, and then they might take it to their, you know what I'm saying, prospective city or state or whatever. But, I mean.
Def Jam and Warner Brothers are getting tomorrow at Encore.
Yeah. You told me about that. Yeah, swing up in there and shit. How was the, did you go to Crowbar last night?
Nah. I'm trying to get everything ready for Friday, for tomorrow.
Yeah. Excuse me, I'm on this pressure, you know what I'm saying? On that pressure to bust pipes, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, Whew. Oh, here we go. Yeah, but that was the other thing that kind of confused me at the motherfucking Slip and Slide Award. Like, they didn't have no kind of, with all the motherfuckers that was, you know, so-called radio show hosts and this, that, you know, they have nothing to recognize anything about radio. You know what I'm saying? No radio, or, you know, radio personality, no best radio show, no best radio station, no best, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Best radio that, you know, supports independent artists, you know what I'm saying? Bitches need to know that type shit. Because that'll be a waste of time, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that'll help save a lot of time if I know 94.1, 95.7, and 98.7 sitting up here, and the only ones that's looking out for independent artists is 98.7. And why would I still try to keep running the 94 and 95 to get my shit when I can just go over here to 98 and go ahead and boom, and squash it and let them smash my shit and then make these other two motherfuckers come and get my shit? You know, that's what's going to happen. You got to make people come and get your music. If that shit's on any station, I don't give a fuck what station that shit's on. If it gets hot on a radio station, you got to understand, when it comes to a radio station, all you doing is walking into one motherfucking building. You got 94.1 across the hall over here, 95 over here, 98 over here, all these motherfuckers in one building. You know what I'm saying? All these, you got 10 motherfucking radio stations in one goddamn building. You know, people be like, no, studio, and be thinking all these big cameras and all this old big boy shit. No, I'm showing you it don't take all that big boy bullshit. That's all for flash. You know what I'm saying? That's all that shit is for flash. Make it look good.
Yeah.
Other than that, the real deal is these motherfuckers is just sitting their ass in a goddamn 10x10 motherfucking room with a motherfucking microphone jamming in their goddamn face. And all they got to do is come up with some creative content. You know? And I ain't saying that sounds easy. But believe you me, man, coming up with concepts on a daily basis, you know, that shit there, man. As you play the song. Oh, okay. And yeah, Miss Computer Lady, say what's up. That's from Toledo, Ohio, you know what I'm saying? Say hello to you. She's chilling on the bridge, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, she's doing what it do. She's doing what it do. Shout out Miss PC Bob.
What's going on out there? What
old
LeBron James doing out there?
No, you say LeBron. Oh, LeBron James. Yeah, I ain't heard from him, though. Fucking Tiger Woods keeps staying in the goddamn motherfucking news for his dumb ass. Get tired of this motherfucker, man. You ain't never heard about this motherfucker so much until this shit here. You know what I'm saying? Nigga done won a million motherfucking golf titles, and we ain't hear about that nigga at all. Nigga go off and fuck on the white girl, and now, man, motherfuck y'all with that bullshit.
Black.
You know, nigga is black. That nigga ain't pleased. Mix motherfucking darkness with light, and what you get. So I don't give a fuck what the nigga wanna say. What the fuck he Thai, Korean, bitch. I don't give a fuck, nigga. In the end of the day, yeah, it took that goddamn swirl of black pizza stick to goddamn make you motherfucker so. I ain't out, you know, I don't see nobody when they'll say all crazy shit. Not even white folks. You feel me? Because what comes out of darkness, you know what I'm saying, is what? Light. So, bitch, you had to come from us to get to where your motherfucking current state is. But it took a whole lot of colors to get there before your ass popped out. Yeah. I don't talk to motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers can't handle the truth about their own self, you know what I'm saying? Come from me, bitch. I go out with my quick. You come for me, bitch. They be like, what you mean I come for you? Come for me, bitch. Come from darkness, nigga. And I'm the darkest thing that you ever gonna motherfucking see. You feel me? You come from me. You don't come from no kid and play. You know what I'm saying? Kid and play only ain't. You know what I'm saying? Kunta Kinte black. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I ain't talking about Josephine Baker. You know what I'm saying? Light. You know, I'm talking about motherfucking Wesley Snipes black. Nigga, shit. You know, that's black, nigga. Shit. Manute Bowl black, you know what I'm saying? Manute Bowl, that's a black motherfucker, boy. That nigga, damn. God damn, boy, that nigga, damn. He motherfucking leave handprints on the night sky and shit, nigga. That's how dark that nigga is. Like, damn. I don't know, boy. Oh, this Idon in the background. Shouts out to Idon with the horns, please. You know what I'm saying? Doing real big. Got to get her back on the show, too. Got Michelle K. I'm scheduling her for next week, next Friday. Feature in there on this Friday. We're going to feature Michelle K. She already hit me up. Says she ready to roll, do the dang thing. She ready to come and sing me 1,600 bars. Cause that's what I'm going to make her do. You know? Love me some Michelle K., boy. You already know that. So let me get into the song, man, so I won't choke all on the goddamn phone and shit like I've been doing. And we're going to come right back, you know what I'm saying? This is Sleepy Little Thug on these motherfucking Big Mike Stikes. Got them Big Mike Stikes. Yeah, get it in with all that.
Count me in for all of that. Big Mike Stikes, count me in for all of that. Big Mike Stikes, count me in for all of that. Chances, why? Cause I'm a chance taker. Get money, huh? Cause I'm a money maker. Haters waiting so patient, I'm about to drag them. Now Millie got me spitting by, I'm a drag. Like Ripley's, you could believe it or not believe it. Black Mass, I have you leaving, you're not. Yeah, copy my swag, ha, amusing. Watch me school confusing, then diffusing. Equip the SKS rifle, best guard your life. Please trip. The price is right, boy, you could die tonight. Get bills for real, no dollars, no change. Hit a lick real quick, regroup like Danny Ainge. Gotta keep it simple and plain, no pain, no gain. It is how we maintain, you in point blank range. Got my soul on the map, a cobra at that. One bite, there's no returning from that. Big Mike Stikes, big Mike Stikes, yeah. Big Mike Stikes, big
niggas just hit me back. As a matter of fact, my goons rest in the trap. Just for a couple of seconds, you could feel the impact. Big Mike Spice, count me in for all of that. As a matter of fact, my niggas just hit me back. As a matter of fact, my goons rest in the trap. Just for a couple of seconds, you could feel the impact.
Big Mac stacks, count me in, we're so sweet. Get that cash every cent, we won't sleep. Y'all know me, attitude, cats and dogs. Unless I'm getting that scratch, I pause, then I proceed. See my whole fleet packed as large. Fiend for more green, savage paw, I blast in awe. When that cheddar's needed, I'm that fella streaming. Cross the water, marauder, raising hell for Jesus. Hey, let's get it, I am with it. Got the limit and my thoughts off, go a mile a minute. Look, SH about to strap up. For cake, trying to add up. You hate, bet I back up. Whoa, hug your brakes, up your pace. Boy, I put my thugs in place. Plus busting for your safe pay. Tough, tough, better get your burner. Trying to get triple stacks like a Wendy's burger. You heard?
Big Mike Spice, count me in for all of that. As a matter of fact, my niggas just hit me back. As a matter of fact, my goons rest in the trap. Just for a couple of stacks, you could feel the impact. Big Mike Spice, count me in for all of that. As a matter of fact, my niggas just hit me back. As a matter of fact, my goons rest in the trap. Just for a couple of stacks, you could feel the impact. Big Mike Spice, big Mike Spice, yeah. Big Mike Spice, big Mike Spice.
Somebody say been chopped and screwed me. Lead a club, hit the road and catch a doobie.
Damn. Give me another club. With the enemy, a couple shots of that, pray for your liver, cause you'll be on your back when it all hits you. She wide open, and they going dumb. Party still cracking, they serving two for one. It's 2:45 in this last call. In the morning, this what you gonna say? Hold up, where my drawers? Girl, give up them keys, you ain't fit to drive. What you think she said? Shut up, fool, I'm alright. You better call a cab or call your homegirl. All she did was laugh, and then she called her. Give me another club.
They're alive, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it. Don't get a motherfucking DUI, man. You know what I'm saying? You go out that motherfucker. Don't be hitting one of these here. You know what I'm saying?
Lager, the beer that brought the forest down.
I drive an exotic imported sports car. I eat exotic foreign food like Frankfurters and pizza. But when it comes to numbing my mind, I'm a patriot. I drink the beer that brought the forest down. I'm a lager man. And with the new 80-bottle Trump pack, you've got enough for the evening. Last night, I crapped in my bed and pissed in the closet. Hey, it's happy hour somewhere.
Lager brings out the patriot in you.
Yo, it made me laugh about that. This motherfucker Ty, he eat exotic food like Frankfurters and pizza. Bitch, that ain't exotic. All right, y'all. I got somebody motherfucking ask me a question.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Oh, okay. Okay, let me bring them on board first, and I can go ahead and probe them up. Get the probes ready. Here we go, people. All right, we're back in the building, 352. We welcome to the show, Miss 419, Miss Computer Lady, a.k.a. Miss PC Bones.
Hey, Snelly, happy upcoming first anniversary.
Yeah. That's my crank music right there for you, huh, man?
Okay.
Oh, let's cut that off. Let's cut that off.
Hey.
How you doing today? Oh, wait, what the hell happened to Krim?
I don't know.
Hold on one second, people. Let's see what is going on. Let's see what is going on. Crime City, you there? What the hell going on with the damn mic? Here go BTR. Here it go. Here it go. Here it go.
Yeah, it trips
people
out sometimes.
Shit. Hold on, Carol. I know you're out there in space. I must have to hit transport again. Damn. Sorry, Miss Computer Lady.
No, that's all right. If you have to hit the emergency one, go ahead. You might have
to. Yeah, I'm going to hit the heavy gun and just blow the dope. You know what I mean? I'm going to hit the hard one, though. Let's see. All right, I got a hard beam, bro. Here we go. Let's see. Cry City, you there?
What up, bro?
That's what I'm talking about. See, I had to do the hard beam. See, that soft beam sometimes don't get two people in at the same time. See, I got to learn. I got to do the hard beam, you know what I'm saying, when it's multiple people, you know what I'm saying, I'm actually trying to beam up. You know, I'm new with this, though. You know what I'm saying? It's my own first season. I'm coming into the second season next, you know what I'm saying, next week, though. You know what I'm saying? Start a new season. So it's going down, you know what I'm saying? Come on, let me get something playing in the background here. Do 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 do, Scooby Dooby Doo Boo Boo, do 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 do, do 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 do. Yeah, that's my music, moving through music. Music, you know what I'm saying? Got to do my boo 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 do, you know. But yeah, you know, coming up on today is just a kind of reflection Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Just taking a little time back to look back on things before next week. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's going to be officially 1 year. Happy New Year in radio. Everybody coming up on their New Year's and their anniversary. So then we got to have one big anniversary show. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
all the anniversary celebrators. Everybody that's celebrating their 1 year anniversary. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. After everybody had they show, individual shows, boom, we go ahead and just, you know what I'm saying, throw one big anniversary, you know what I'm saying? 1 year anniversary celebration. That's just for everybody.
Sound like a plan. This might be coming up in mid-July.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So, shoot, by the end of the summer, probably around, you know what I'm saying? In the summer, everybody get out the way. Everybody officially out the way, you know what I'm saying? We do it real big, you know what I'm saying? Everybody get to spray their shows, and you know what I'm saying? And that's the super networking way right there, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
do a simulcast show too, though. We need to all link up one day and do simulcast shows. Just schedule shows, but then all call, you know what I'm saying, one number, or call each other, and then we all linked up, and then do one show like that all at one time. So you got the show, you got three different shows running at one time.
Hey, sound like a plan. Sounds great. When you let everybody know, let me know, and hey, I'll be there.
Get this simulcasting going on. Take this thing into the future, like the Fatback Gang say. You know what I'm saying? It's just the future.
All right.
It's just the future. And that kills me, man. That song was made in 1975. And everything that he's saying in the song, you know what I'm saying, applies exactly to what's happening right now.
Isn't that amazing? A lot of songs are doing that now.
Well, like Tupac. They pulling a Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you ain't dead, nigga. You ain't dead, nigga. You off somewhere, nigga. Writing song. Writing song.
That's smelly right there. But, again, I wanted to say congratulations to you, and I celebrate you on your upcoming anniversary, number one. And number two, I had not heard a DJ smell so good until Tasha's birthday last year. That was the first time I heard about it when we did the
Super 12-hour, 16-hour marathon. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And man, that's what's up. Well, hey, that's a reflective moment right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
trying to remember where you met everybody from, and what she talk about. People is my co-host celebrated her birthday. You know what I'm saying? And I put together. Well, I originally put together just a plan for a 12-hour marathon, but the 12-hour turned into a 16, and I had had over six, seven different co-hosts.
Mm-hmm.
It was me, Goofy Bone,
right?
Setty J, then it jumped over to I think Tasha even did her own little show.
Yeah, and she.
Little Lola.
She was able to take a nap. I'm like, go ahead, Tasha. Celebrate you, and she taking a nap.
Yeah, take a little Lola.
Yep.
Who else was involved? I was a chain of people all the way. Sweet D Love, I know she was all the way through it. That was with NJ, you know what I'm saying? That was when that whole clique was you know what I'm saying,
right.
Up in the building just last night.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people there, though, man. It was a lot of people there. That shit, that was crazy.
That was something. I think I tuned in for maybe almost 10 hours of it, maybe.
That shit, that was crazy. I've been going show to show to show to show, and everybody.
I was like, I knew you were exhausted.
On point, though. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was on point, like, bling, 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 next room, mm-hmm. next note, next, blown, blown, blown. I was
mm-hmm.
like, wow. Get the show set up. He got the show set up. I think said he had the 3-hour spots and stuff, so that made
right.
it easier to do. Yeah,
yeah.
We was all 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then, matter of fact, I used both shows. I used the F-Bomb radio show, too. So I thought
right.
I got 4 hours out of the way.
Okay. Yeah, but that was great. I was like, can't look, wait till mine. Because I told him ahead of time. I said, okay, come June 14, 2010, I want my 12 hours.
What you want to do? What you want to do? You know what I'm saying? What you want to do?
Yep.
Where is it? Well, let me look at the calendar. Oh, you look at the calendar.
I'm looking at the calendar, too.
You know what I'm saying? Let me check this calendar.
Oh, it'll be on a Monday. Yep, second Monday in June.
July 14th?
No, June.
Oh, June.
Yes, June 14th.
Okay, so.
Yep.
Second. Okay, yeah, it's a Monday. Yeah.
You
know, Mondays be Blue Mondays anyways. I can shut down, you know what I'm saying, for a Monday for you.
Oh, thank you, babe.
All right, so we got, well, I can't even plan that. I got the, you only book 30 days out, so.
Okay.
I gotta wait till May just even, you know what I'm saying, get 30 days time notice. Everybody
right.
know what time it is.
Oh, no problem.
Going down again, people. Going down again. Boy, y'all ain't even be ready for that. You got to get your herb up, your drink up, your sleep up.
Yeah.
You got to get all
make
that
sure.
up, boy.
Oh, but yeah.
The conversation got to be on point. Now, I'm telling you, we went through some shit, and some more shit. And rolled that motherfucker till the wheels fell the hell off. I think from what? Yeah, it started from 12 to 12. And then
mm-hmm.
ended up 5 in the morning. We ain't in that bitch till 5 in the morning.
Woo.
That was the last show. Saturday J was the last fucking show that dragged
okay.
us into goddamn 5 in the morning.
I went as long as I could. I was like, I said, I love you, but I gotta go to bed.
You gotta stretch it out, boy. And
yeah.
all that time, indie artist music was played throughout every fucking
mm-hmm.
show.
Definitely, because a lot of that was being played that day, I ain't heard. I'm like, ooh, who's
never
this? Who's
heard.
This? What's that? What's that? Never heard. And that goes to show you the power of internet radio station websites, and they're popping up like I don't know what. I got news last week before I interviewed Chetan of another one upcoming. I can't give the info yet. Yeah, I got to keep it on DL. But I'm telling you. And the wonderful thing about all this, too, and I don't know if you've ever been told this, but when I interviewed Chelly the second time during Gentleman's Night, which was wonderful, she had mentioned that for about a year she's been trying to push her project.
What?
And right.
And until the online era hit, it ain't went nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
now
you.
That bitch done skyrocketed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm playing the hell out of shit. I'm playing her shit like, if she sent me the CD, hell, I want to give it to my mama, you know what I'm saying? Because I know mama going to sit around and just jam it. She need to send me a little distribution deal, and I'll push them motherfuckers on the street.
Hey, thank you. I'm trying to save myself.
You,
but anyway.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Because when you believe in good music, it makes it easier to push to the people. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
When you believe in something, you know what I'm saying? And she has that, her and Rita and Q Harper on that R&B tilt, if they got together and did a motherfucking album, oh, Lord.
Oh, that would be it.
My homeboy say, oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, and a lot of good ones. A couple of times, if you don't mind getting back to it, Lorraine Starr. Cause I
yeah, okay. I got to get home on the show, too, though. I ain't got home.
Right.
I ain't got her music. Matter of fact, you need to send me some music.
Oh, okay. I'll make sure I send it to you.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened, but I'll make sure I send it. But let me get back to, again, how powerful this is. And a couple of those great personalities up in Detroit met me. And, you know, we talked and all of that. And the one thing Telly mentioned was that I happened to be the log that was put under that lit the fire. You know, whatever that saying is, because she was telling them about me. And that already her music was everywhere, from Down Where You Are to California where Goofy is, and all around. And even, you know, Miss Tasha heard about it, and I'm going to email it to her again. And she said they were shocked.
Oh.
After she told them that, they've been playing in major rotation now. And here I am, an hour away from there. And this is just a part of my business. This is, you know, the totality of the business I run. But I'm glad incorporated, because I met so many wonderful people like you that, you know, it's amazing. And she said, I think it got to them.
Well, you know what and I got to give a DJ Shorty E. He, because he makes these DVDs, MP3 collection DVDs, which gave me the idea to put all my shows on a DVD because they're too long to put on CDs.
Yeah.
And just put the audio, so you can just pop the audio in and you ride that. You ride that to the show. It's music, talk, and everything. You pop the DVD in. Most people got the little DVD players in their cars now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, bam,
MP3
pop it in there
and
let it run. Yeah, MP3 and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to have to be doing that myself. I'm just continuing on with the contract I'm fulfilling. But another high I had, I'm picking up my niece from work, and I'm sitting waiting for her. I'm listening to the radio station in Detroit, and they were doing promotions for their Valentine activities coming up all throughout the weekend. And guess which song they played that I heard on their radio station? Kelly K's My Funny Valentine. That was such a high, because I'm so glad it finally got played, and I'm sitting there reflecting. I'm trying not to have tears come in my eyes, but it was tears of joy, because I said, oh, my God, I'm hearing the song. And I remember I played it before they played it. I'm like, oh, my God. That it just, you know.
Yeah. Well, see, that same feeling that you saying is the same feeling that I felt when we all did the mass campaign and called the radio station, and then they actually played it. That day they played it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just, it's just a feeling of accomplishment. It's a small accomplishment, but it's an accomplishment. You know what I'm saying? To let you know that that's power. That's the power of networking. If y'all come together, man, we make some shit happen. And I mean, I had states calling in. Fuck anybody. It wasn't nobody from 813 calling that radio station. That's what they were blowed about. Because, you know, I told them, I'm a motherfucking radio show host. You know what I'm saying? And I got people from my radio show, my listeners. You know what I'm saying? But they don't want to give us the respect, you know what I'm saying, of being online radio show hosts. We reach an international audience. You know what I'm saying? We appeal to people. We appeal to more people than anybody, you know what I'm saying, on any FM, AM radio. You know what I'm saying? We're in the international arena. You know what I'm saying? We're not in no tri-county arena. You know what I'm saying? We are international. Straight to the motherfucking, you know?
Yeah, so. to the world. And who you're playing right now, Jatan, excellent show last week. They talked about, you know, the problems getting into everybody from Clear Channel and all that. Respect to Clear Channel. Let me get that off the ground first of all. But a lot of independent artists are finding it more of a welcome door. when they get to us or any other internet radio station website. And guess what? Major artists are now discovering, like, oh, man, there's a market. For some reason, we're not hitting.
Right.
But then at the same time,
millions of people online.
Mm-hmm. And but then, especially a lot of major artists, you probably see on Blog Talk Radio, when they're trying to make a comeback, who do they hit? You know, outlets like blogtalkradio.com, they still try to hit the major markets. But when they're trying to make a comeback, but then on the downside, there's also the attempts to try and monopolize it, which is very unfair.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with now. Why they talking about the damn the radio tax and shit? You know what I'm saying? They're trying to put a radio tax, you know, so they can monopolize the game. You know what I'm saying? Make you pay a subscription. You know what I'm saying? And then make everybody run to online, or run to a satellite, or run to a XM radio. You feel me? Everybody gonna have to run to some kind of source like that. But then you ain't gonna get it free.
Right, but you see that, like you said, that's unfair, because you know how much of a fight it was to, you know, try to get outlet like this to use it for the purposes that you would like to. Because, for instance, for me, as you know, and for anybody who's listening to the show also knows, I use it, number one, really to promote my business and let everybody, you know about the business that I have. And also, number two, to promote the internet radio talk shows I have, and with me, and I've gotten this from you, Goofy, and IB, which I thank you for. You know, you all are my other family. Help promote each other, because it's part of networking.
Yeah, and that's real for real now. That's real for real. And Goofy felt that, you know what I'm saying? IB felt that when we met in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? That real bond, you know what I'm saying, was set, man. Because when I got off that plane, I'm like, man, I done flew to a motherfucking place I ain't never thought about motherfucking coming to. You know what I'm saying? I flew over this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When I went to Germany, I flew over all this shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
But to think of coming to the motherfucking desert, you know what I'm saying, to meet up. Just to meet up, you know what I'm saying? No booty call involved and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To meet up for some real, never would have dreamed of that in a million years.
And that was amazing, too. And my goal is, I couldn't do it last year because of a lot of things, but my goal definitely this year is to come this year, because
I got to meet
you all.
Like I say, we spark the flame. All we have to do is spark it. Once you spark it, that flame gonna motherfucking burn eternally. You know what I'm saying? As long as you keep that flame going. So we're going to keep the flame going. You know what I'm saying? That was our first annual. You know? This is our second annual. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Now we're coming up on the second annual BTR host reunion. Coming up in November. You know what I'm saying? So everybody can plan for it. You know? It's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to pop it off again. We're going to have a nice time.
Oh, definitely.
Everybody just, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely, definitely. But I wanted to call, you know, and mention all of that to you, and also mention when I interviewed LaRae Starr. I mean, she was giving shout-outs right during the interview. And I've been telling, you know, because I remember you always say, don't forget to mention the Trilateral Commission. Don't forget to mention the Trilateral Commission. Believe me, I've mentioned the Trilateral Commission. I'm like, I'm wondering if I should be in it, but I don't.
You know you up in here, woman. You know you up in.
That's sweet. But LaRae Starr even said, she said, I, during the interview, when anybody who wants to catch the archive, she was saying, and this blew me away, I thank you so much. Because she said, after the first time I interviewed her, and I interviewed her for her project and everything, she started getting calls and contacts and everything. And some places she went, she would say, oh, where did you hit me? Oh, they said, I heard you on blogtalkradio.com. She was like, oh, really?
And
that's how I found out about you. Wait a minute, found out about her on blogtalkradio.com. And wait, she's from Detroit. How was she heard on blogtalkradio.com before she was heard about in her own hometown? Ain't that funny?
I tell you.
She said it's been something ever since. And she went on a high when she talked with Miss Tasha.
Yeah,
she talked to someone from the other side of the world. That I was so happy. I was going to try to help her out and everything. And, you know, we don't have no part. We're trying to help independent artists out. But I repeat what you, Goofy, and everybody else said. Just don't forget about us. Right. Right. And I don't know if you've been to a couple of independent artist shows, but a couple I've been to, you know, mainly so far in Detroit.
That's all I go to. You know what I'm saying? That's all I go to. I don't go to Jeezy concerts, Rick Ross. If I do, I'm going there because one of my artists is opening up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm getting them on camera. Fuck anybody else. You know, that is not my mission. My mission is strictly motherfucking independent promotion and exposure and breaking, smashing motherfucking independent records all the way across the board. No matter if it's jazz, R&B, hip hop, country, rock, I don't give a shit what it is. If it sounds good, people like it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you need help getting to that next level. Let's run it.
I was telling DA for WDKK Radio a while back, as you know, talking about like country format and all that. I said, let that be a country song, and I like it. Oh, I'm gonna promote that. You bet your bottom dollar, I'm gonna definitely promote that. You know, in between everything else I gotta do. But yeah, I'm going to promote that. Hey, any major artist that want to come for an interview, I gladly interview. But just remember, it's independent first. And then I'm going to throw out, and then if you a major artist, I throw out your name, but I'm going to throw some independent names your way as well.
Yeah.
Because at one time, some of these major artists were, sometimes they forget from whence they came. They were independent artists first before they became major artists.
But they are, started at the top, so. It's all good, you know. Hey, you know what time it is, right?
Time for the, ooh, we way past time.
Oh, yeah, we already into it. This is just part of the, it's not nutty news, but you know what I'm saying? We just giving y'all some news, you know what I'm saying?
Before the
nutty news, filling y'all up on, you know, artist exposure and stuff, so. Make sure you hit the stores, you know what I'm saying? Because, actually, you don't want to hit the stores at all because Bush merchandise, is a hit online.
Bushmerchandise.com.
This is the power of online, you know what I'm saying? You know, the ability to sell stuff online. Yeah, the cheery image of former President George W. Bush appeared on a billboard in Minnesota earlier this month next to the words, "Miss me yet?" Yeah, it appears a lot of people.
A
lot of people think it's a fair question. The online store Cafe Press saw a spike in demand for items featuring the same image as the billboard. The New York Daily News reports 10 "Miss me yet?" items were on the company's list of its top-selling designs. Man, y'all are crazy. Y'all motherfucker, am I black enough? Yeah, I bet y'all I'll go ahead and make one of them shirts. You know what I'm saying? Make me some motherfucking money. Shit. You know what I'm saying? I have a extra dark version of Obama on it and shit. Am I black enough?
There you go. There you go.
Right. I'll just say.
Let me let you continue your nutty news. I'm going to go ahead and listen on the computer instead, but let you get back to the computer later.
You already know what time it is. Each and every time is.
Go
meet soon, right. Though. You know what I'm saying? Just like I told everybody.
We definitely
else.
Will.
You know.
Oh yeah.
Have a good time.
Definitely.
All right, let me go ahead and beam this computer later, also we can get this thing, keep it rolling.
Take care, everybody.
All right, here we go. Ohio, Tony. All right, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful people networking all the way around the world. And I mean the world. And we're going to go ahead and continue on to this nutty news, man. We are into the nutty news of the day. Brought to you in part by nuttynewstoday.com. You know what I'm saying? For all your off-the-wall, crazy, nutty, super-duper, weird, wild, that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe play a little Ashwood in the background, and then we're going to get into some goofy bone. Yeah. Check this out. We in Las Vegas, Nevada. Damn, weren't we just talking about Las Vegas? Ain't that a bitch. Las Vegas mayor rejects Obama's invitation. Yeah. Good old Mayor Oscar Goodman has refused an invitation to meet with President Obama when he arrives in town on Thursday. Mayor Goodman called President Obama a slow learner after he told Americans not to blow money on a weekend in Las Vegas if they were saving to put their kids through college. Yeah. Yeah, Obama. I think you are a slow learner on that one. Yeah, probably shouldn't want to meet with that dude. Yeah, you just shitting on his whole town, brother. Damn. But hey, it was a good thought, man. It was a good thought. South Kakalaki, we over here in South Kakalaki, South Carolina to be exact. Anybody don't know what I'm talking about. Lawmaker seeks to ban federal currency. Oh, shit. That's what I'm talking about. Here we go. Representative Mike Pitts has introduced legislation that would mandate that gold and silver coins replace federal currency as legal tender in his state. As the Palmetto Scoop first reported, Pitts, a Republican, introduced legislation banning the unconstitutional substitution of federal notes for silver and gold coin in South Carolina. You fucking go, boy. Get our goddamn gold back. Somebody got to fucking do it. Somebody got to fucking step up. Fucking right. This shit passed, damn it. It's going to be gold, goddamn it. We got gold. No more paper shit. Fuck all that shit. Anyway, it's all material, people. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what motherfucking kind of value you put on it. If it's a gold rock, gold nugget, gold ring, and I tell you that bitch $1 million, that's a motherfucking $1 million. If a man next to him and coming along and say this bitch only worth $5, and you believe him, and you don't want to buy my shit for $1 million, then what that mean? Exactly. That value is only in the eyes of the motherfucking beholder. You know what I'm saying? Jewelry don't mean shit to me. So I don't give a fuck about your big million or $1 billion diamond. That shit has no luster to me. Has no meaning. What the fuck can it do for me? But get me killed. I don't call that a motherfucking something I don't want to fuck with. Yeah. Anyways, let's go on over here to North Kakalaki, Durham to be exact, North Carolina. Where Duke Lacrosse accuser charged with attempted murder. Oh, I'm finna play my music. Dun, dun, dun. Durham police arrested Duke Lacrosse accuser Crystal Gale Mangum. Mangum? All right. Damn. The black chick. 33. Late Wednesday after she allegedly assaulted her boyfriend, set his clothes on fire in a bathtub, and threatened to stab him. Her bond was set at $1 million. And Mangum has been appointed a public defender. Yeah, she's going up the road. And is scheduled to appear in court on February 22nd. May the force be with you. I don't know what the hell is wrong with y'all people, man. Y'all got to steal about these abusive relationships. They just talked about this and give it up to Michael Bazin. You know what I'm saying? He do cover some motherfucking good issues. Y'all can check out Michael Bazin's show on WTMP.com. That's www.WTMP.com. You know what I'm saying? He be on in like the evening hours. But shit, y'all can tune in anytime. You know what I'm saying? If y'all looking for a break, just a little break, you know what I'm saying? And you want to hear some commercial shit, and you don't want to turn on the radio, you know what I'm saying? Go to WTMP. But that's all R&B. They don't play all that hard rap and all that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Family-friendly radio, put it that way, you know what I'm saying? So you can go and check that out. We got this, this is Paziano, 44th Black Dog in the background, you know what I'm saying? Keep moving, and moving. Washington, D.C., the government can weatherize your home for only $57,362. Yeah, the fuck else? Who could forget the $5 billion in Obama administration stimulus money that was going to rapidly create nearly 90,000 green jobs across the country in these tough economic times and make so many thousands of homes all snugly and warm and energy efficient these very snowy days? A new report will show the $5 billion program is so riddled with drafts that so far it's weatherized only about 9,000 homes. Well, hey, motherfucker, it's in the progress, though. Shit, it ain't like they ain't doing nothing. 9,000 homes are now snugglier and warmer and greener. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers always want to look at the other picture and shit. Like, you know, he doing something, motherfucker. Okay, it's a lot of paperwork, shit involved. But shit is getting done. 9,000 homes versus y'all none that y'all did before. So, you know what I'm saying? Take it over here to London. Yeah. Where a Saudi prince is questioned over murder. Dun, dun, dun. Of a strangled servant. Damn, boy, it must be nice to have motherfucking people to just bring you some shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, bring me motherfucking apple. Okay. I'm going to have to put y'all on hold so I can go fulfill that certain. I can go fulfill that order, you know what I'm saying? I got to serve my motherfucking self. But a man claiming to be a member of the Saudi royal family is being quizzed, yeah, questioned, what the fuck ever, by police on suspicion of murder after one of his servants was found strangled at a top London hotel. Officers were called to the five-star Landmark Hotel in Marylebone, Central London, after a 32-year-old Saudi Arabian man was found dead in a suite by a maid. She was the clean-up mom. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just tripping, y'all. She ain't the clean-up woman, you know. All right, we back to the crazy UK where this chick always looks like a fucking man to me, but yeah. Suzanne Boyle. Yeah, looks like a fucking man. Collapses at an airport. Anybody care? No, but this is Nutty News, so everybody cares. Because it's nutty. Suzanne Boyle. Yeah, looks like a big boil. Collapsed at a Heathrow airport while waiting for a flight to France. The Britain's Got Talent starred fainting in the British Airways Club Lounge, probably after drinking too many motherfucking drinks. After becoming overheated, yeah, right. Her representatives have confirmed. An onlooker said it was very dramatic. Suzanne's legs just gave way under her and she just went down. Help! Oh, damn, I ain't got the little help. I've fallen and I can't get up. Wow. Did I just say that? Yes, I did. You know what she needs? Give it to her, BJ.
Hi, I'm BJ Smith. In my long and illustrious 3-year career at the top of pro football, I whooped some serious ass and got paid for it. They didn't call me death in tight pants for nothing. When you have such a rewarding career maiming others as I have, you know how to stay fit. Through running, wrestling, stuffing 20s down panties of foxy strippers, firearm training, nasal pursuit, and beating the hell out of your fellow man. That's what keeps me healthy. And now, using training methods I perfected, it's going to work for you. With BJ's Fit for Football, watch those pounds fall off. I'm down to 300 pounds using exactly the method I demonstrated on tape. I mean, who are you going to trust to get you fit? A man who can rip your arm off and beat you with the wet end? Or some aerobics instructor who wouldn't get drafted by the local hopscotch team? Hell no! BJ's Fit for Football, out now on Beta and VHS. Remember, to win a game of football or life, you have to annihilate everything in your path in a blind rage.
And smoke some motherfucking weed. All right, y'all, let's keep moving. We're over in Canada, man. Shouts out to Susie Burke. Shouts out to the laughing lady. You know what I'm saying? Miss Laugh-A-Lot. Over there holding it down real big. All my Canadians. You know what I'm saying? And a man applies 20 nicotine patches, yeah, to his body. 25-year-old Regina man locked himself in a restaurant's bathroom and applied more than 20 nicotine patches to his body. Yeah, police say. There was a concern for his safety, said Elizabeth Popowich, a spokesman for the Regina police. EMS and police arrived and found that he had called a family member as well. I'm going to overdose on patches. Bitch, please. Motherfucker, you can't even, you can smoke motherfucking 20 cigarettes at one time and you ain't even gonna kill the fuck over. The fuck wrong with you, man? Dumbass. Anyways, we're back in Florida, people, because a fight over a husband urinating on the floor, yeah. What are you doing? Deanne, 44, asked David, wow, 50 years old, when she heard his urine spraying the floor, according to what she told authorities. Yeah, she said her husband then slapped her about the head with a towel, and in retaliation, she threw a glass from her nightstand at his face. Yeah. Good job. If you didn't hit him, though, bad job. Oh, man. Let's call over here to Columbia, man, because this is why I would never be a motherfucking coroner, undertaker, anything in the death business. Undertaker sees dead woman move her arm. Yeah, should I read on? Yes, I shall. Colombian woman declared dead of a heart attack. Yeah, moved one of her arms just as an undertaker was about to embalm her, doctor said Wednesday. Nolia Cerna, 45, was rushed to a hospital in the city of Cali, where she was in critical condition in an intensive care unit Wednesday, said hospital director Luis Fernando Rendon. She was declared dead early Tuesday. Ain't that a bitch? Hell no. Nah. I guess the Lord said it ain't your time yet. You just hold on, God. I got you. You know what I'm saying? You went on ahead and hooked up. That's what it do. That's what time it is. Appreciate that. I know she should be thankful. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. Let's get into some motherfucking straight local. And this is Straight Local featuring motherfucking Goofy Bone Bros. Bros. And this is the real nutty news. Nutty news. Oh, we're back in the UK, goddammit, where fashion designer Alexander McQueen. Anybody know about him? I guess you don't now, because he hanged himself. Yeah, he's dead, people. Fashion designer Alexander McQueen, probably with a name like that, yeah, I'd hang myself, too. I'm just playing. Lord and clean. May you bless that man. Hanged himself in his wardrobe after leaving a note at the scene, an inquest heard today. McQueen's apparent suicide came just days after the death of his beloved mother, Joyce. The fashion designer is thought to have killed himself on the eve of her funeral. That is sad. I do not have any violin music to play. But hey, let's go on back over here to Vancouver, man. We're going to wrap this thing on up in Canada. Because security breach puts man steps away from who? Vice President Biden. Wow. Two Mounties. Smells so good, that's me. Oh. Yeah, I'm showing love to the hood. One time over Cali. Hey. Two Mounties intercepted a mentally ill man who was headed for U.S. Vice President Joe Biden in a security breach at the Olympics opening ceremony, CTV is reporting. The 48-year-old man was 12 steps, only 12 steps away from Biden, and began heading toward him in the dignitaries box when the officers noticed that he didn't fit in. Yeah, RCMP Assistant Commissioner Bud Mercer told CTV News. Wow, he almost got it. The president almost got it. Well, the vice president, excuse me, Obama. The vice president almost got it. All right, I got some news, late breaking old news to catch up on. Police identify shampoo thief in New York, just to let you guys know. West Seneca police say they have identified the man who was caught on for the surveillance cameras taking 7 bottles of Head and Shoulders. I don't know why. I only use, what's the other shit? Perk Plus. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm lying. Use no damn shampoo. Head and Shoulders from a local drugstore. Daniel Wolf, 40, who looks like the Lou Albano man, the rubber band Albano dude, the wrestler. That's what he looked like. In Clare Street in Buffalo is wanted on a warrant for petty motherfucking larceny. In the West Seneca, in connection with a theft at the Rite Aid. I didn't even know Rite Aids were still open. you tell the Rite Aid got no motherfucking security cameras. How the hell y'all see that motherfucker on security camera? Oh, well, I guess them the little cameras that they actually sell and shit, they got one of them on. This is wrapping it up. World's longest serving paper boy. Yeah, is in England. What a motherfucking milestone. Winter born Moncton, England. 90-year-old British man who has delivered papers as an income supplementing hobby for 68 years is being recognized. Yeah, by the Guinness Book of World Records. Guinness officials said they are in the process of certifying Ted Ingram, 90, yeah, of Winterbone, Moncton, near Dorchester, England, as the world's longest serving paper boy. Wow. That is a motherfucking feat. Hey, brother. When you get in,
prepare to be astonished.
That's real. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to have something fire. Had a balloons popping on you and everything. You might have a heart attack. You better watch out.
Eric, we're talking about potholes right now, okay?
It's not potholes you need to worry about. It's potheads. It's
old people.
I know what these people are capable of.
Oh. Oh, my bad. Miss Computer Lady, she done busted me. You know what I'm saying? She said the Rite Aid. There still exists a Rite Aid. Hey, you guys got a Woolworth in Toledo? You say you got a Woolworth down, I'll show you how really old school y'all really is, boy. Because, yeah, that's throwback. We're going to get into a couple of these hits right here because God loves the hood. I love the radio. I love the everybody. Talk about my past and looking toward the future. Thursday, man. You know what I'm saying? Coming up on my 1-year anniversary in radio. You know what I'm saying? I had a lot of new friends, met a lot of new folks to work with, you know. And, but if you know anything about DJ Smell So Good, man, so that's where I come, how I got started in music. So yeah. If you ever wanted to get a little personal with Smell, man, hit me up, 347-237-5125, ask me a question, man. It's going down right here live, Record the Game Radio. Starts your smelly pride.
I'm so hood with it.
186 Point Deuce in the building, yeah. Mr. Peter Lady. That's our DJ Party Time. Mr. John New, Ash Wood. Everybody out there. Come on.
Yeah, I'm from the hood. North Memphis, Gunnerville, Hollywood.
Yeah.
I grew up on the street where they sold their goods. Pimpin' players on the block. Deep boys playing and moving them rocks. But everybody from the hood ain't a thug, ain't never went to jail, selling no drugs. That doesn't mean ain't done so wrong in my life. I went to church on Sunday and I still wasn't right. But all I'm trying to say, there's a better way, and I'm trying to show you Christ is the way. Lord, you've been so good to me. I wanna tell everybody about you, Lord Jesus. God loves the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. If you love the Lord, say yeah. God loves the hood, love the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. If you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah.
If the last should be first, that means the suburbs is after us. Say we from the hood and then everybody laugh at us. Even the local service from a hood called Nazareth. He came for the bad and ain't nobody bad as us. Then he came back for us just so we can rapture. The first should be last, so the hood can't let him back us up. Yeah, I said the hood can't let him back us up. Wait. Hold on, yeah, we said yes to his will, yes to his way. The day to that tomorrow provided him yesterday. We danced through the sorrows, to step through them yesterday. It's good in the hood, everybody said, hey. So we lean on the solid rock. God love the hood, I know he love my block, yeah. 45th and Lloyd Street, God love the hood, I know he love me.
God love the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let him know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah. God loves the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let him know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I know Jay killed the auto-tune, but I'm just tuning up this auto, give me walking room. Yeah, they keep questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, show them love back. Yeah, they questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, now do you love them back? Huh? Do you love them back? Yeah, yeah, God love the hood.
Welcome to mail. That's your record towed in?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. Just stopped.
Engine seized up on you. When was the last time you changed all?
I was just going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you ever think maybe a car is a living thing?
Huh?
One of God's beautiful living creatures?
Well, no.
Engine's like a big heart. All is like blood. All pan is like a liver. You killed it.
What?
You're an engine killer, boy. You ought to be put away.
Hey, I just...
Engine killer.
Hey.
Engine killer. Engine killer. Engine killer.
I'm sorry.
Right now, dirty oil is poisoning your car. At Jiffy Lube, we know the longer you wait to change it, the more damage you're doing. Come to Jiffy Lube and change your oil now with Pennzoil world-class protection, because you don't want to kill your engine.
Here's your loaner car, engine killer.
This is a tricycle.
That's right.
Jiffy Lube with Pennzoil. Tomorrow, before it's too late.
I'm going to say that's right. Let me walk over on over here, man. I got somebody motherfucking hell of me some goddamn Mexico, California and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's going now. We live right here on the motherfucking what? Wrecking the game. It's Goofy Boy.
Beat me up. Hey, what's up, people? How y'all doing? I'm Goofy Bone, host of 186 Point Deuce, the worldwide radio show, and I want to apologize to all the fans out there who was trying to listen to the show, but I'd rather get fucked up with my friends, but hey, fuck it. It was Ash Wednesday. We had to give up things. I'm giving up not cheating on Miss Computer Lady for 40 days, and so far, it's hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Tiger Woods.
They call me Tiger.
Goofy Woods.
Tiger.
Goofy Woods. He cheated at the rehab. Right, this motherfucker is. I say, man, y'all motherfuckers is crazy, man. I say, y'all make no fucking sense, man. I'm telling like four fellas, man, you know, talking about my past, man, looking toward the future, you know what I'm saying? Coming into the second season, man. It's a big season, man. You seen the new logo?
No, I have not.
Oh.
Hey, why don't you Why don't you fucking do the logo like I did? You know how in the background, when you go to my show, you see 186 Point Deuce in the background?
Yeah. Oh, make the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you do your shit like that?
Yeah, I might as well go on and do the upload and paste it on the back. Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, I have the upgrade. Yeah, that's for the second season, though. You know, the second season, that's when we'll change everything, though.
Hey, check this out. First off, let me say congratulations, Smelly, because, like I said, if it wasn't for people like you, we wouldn't be having our shit on the radio.
You know what I mean?
This is
California music. I play California music.
Me,
more than I play Florida.
I've always wanted to do the radio shit, but you know, I just needed that extra push. And my brother Smells So Good pushed my ass and said, "Hey, you need a motherfucking do it like I do." So I said, "Fuck it, let's do it."
Yeah. And then it rolled, you know what I'm saying? And it's been rolling ever since, man. Now we all coming up, you know what I'm saying? The only thing is, you know, I ain't seen Lil Lola around. I ain't seen Shy Romance around. And,
know.
You know, it's been a little minute, man. I've been wondering what's been
going on. There's a lot of people that, you know, that came and went. Because it's like, I remember, fuck, Shy Romance was always on the damn thing. And then, you know, she got a job and then, shit, we never heard from her ever since. You know what I mean? But I want to say thank you, Smell So Good. Because I never ever got a chance to say thank you, brother.
My brother's always a pleasure.
Even when we were in the hotel together, I wanted to say thank you, but I never got a chance to because we were having so much motherfucking fun.
Hey, I had to thank you because we were so fucking hot, nigga. Y'all just got to watch the video.
Hey, but Smelly, you know what? I do apologize because my drug dealer, he changed his phone number or some shit or got busted because I kept calling that motherfucker and he never answered. But if we would have had his shit, oh my God, Smell So Good. We would have been really fucked.
Yeah,
I mean, shout out to HMB Records for hooking us up with some weed, but I mean, shit. If we would have got his shit, Smell So Good, we would have really, and I mean really, been fucked up, if you know what I mean.
Man, shit. I know we was roasted walking through the streets anyway. Fucking shots out to the Wild Wild West with the goddamn dollar bills and hot dogs. Shit.
Hey, tell me.
They kept a nigga buzzing in the shit. You know what I'm saying?
We saved millions.
Oh, yeah. I keep laughing, man, with the... At the fucking the $1 machine shit. That shit, there's just... extra funny to me, because you can't do that shit nowhere else but there. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but you know what? If we would have paid millions like Tasha did, did you hear she had a $1,000 bar tab?
Yeah.
Just her by herself.
Yeah.
How do you
she
do
ain't
that?
Know nothing about all the... She's like, I didn't know nothing about that until she had to end up damn trip after she done spent that. But she would have hung around, you know what I'm saying, with the player, you know.
All day, every day.
Down that motherfucker going
with it. Fuck, this guy fucking hooked me up with some bomb.
Yeah, I got one little blunt left.
Hey,
roll
what time
on.
You got smelly? Because I got a show right after this. I'm over here smoking.
Oh, 16 minutes still. You got 16 minutes, brother. Still 2 o'clock. Well, 15 minutes now, officially. Why, you need me to go and start it for you or something?
Nah. I got it all there.
Oh.
But it's not. I just want to know what time it was. I had the car off. And I'm just chilling in the back seat, just smoking away.
Yeah, man. And the second season, man, I need an official logo, though. The add to the poster for the Trilateral Radio, man. You know what I'm saying? Got to come up with an official logo, man. We need to all come up with something.
Oh,
that,
the Trilateral Commission?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you now, I want to patent that shit, and then once we patent that shit, you know, everybody branch off and get their own little Trilateral Commission. Then we got this fucking Trilateral Radio Network.
I wish Steady J went so we could have took pictures together so we could all be on the motherfucking
front. Yeah. They just took one, just one. Man. I don't know. We're going to have to work something, though.
Hey, do you still have that song, the Over the Rainbow?
What? This one I'm playing?
Yeah.
What you mean?
Who sings that song?
My homeboy Gino.
Send me that, cause I remember that song. I like that song.
Oh yeah, somewhere. Oh, that's
over the rainbow, rainbow. It sounds like
yeah. I'm
song
trying to
sing
that old school song. You said something. Sound like something you make.
Yeah. I mean,
good news.
I mean, shit. We ain't to the point where we're gonna start making our own music. But you know, I told Bruce, I go, hey, you know, let's all start making our own music. And you know, cause my music's different than Bruce's. I'm more like a weirdo, kind of like, you know, wanting to add shit all the time. You know, Bruce is just, you know, just a straight rapper. You know, he'll take a beat, he'll rap on it, and that's it. He won't have no introduction, no outros, no nothing. Just boom.
Oh yeah, just start spitting.
You know what I mean? I like little things like, oh, we're a rainbow, that type of shit. You know, little fucking squeaky talks. You know, to make a hook or something.
Yeah, add little shit into it. Add little interest to the song, you know what I'm saying? Instead of just be straight rapping, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got, but see, you only hear that in music no more. The little high pitched voice, like, you know what I'm saying? The midget voice and all that type little affection shit. Voice dropped down over the rainbow. You know what I'm saying? That ain't the original voice. That's slow and then high pitch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Different effects on.
Like how I did on What's Up. It just popped in my head. And, you know, I just try to sing it the way, you know, like a Billy Ocean type of. Just to
yeah.
See what's up.
What's
you know
up?
What I mean? Live on Wrecking the Game. Wrecking the Game. Wrecking
the
Game.
Oh, man. That shit at. That's my motherfucking
radio.
My goddamn song.
All right, Smelly. Well, I'm going to sign off right now because I got to get back and start that show. But much love to you, brother. You know what I mean?
You
congratulations
know, brother,
on your second season. And I'm right behind you, March 5th. Be the second season of 186. Deuce, the Worldwide Radio Show.
Man. Wow, people, y'all just don't understand how powerful this shit gonna motherfucking get. We got seasons under the belt, goddammit. Seasons. A fucking year worth of shit that's man, and I'm telling you, dog, the thing to do is put all the shit on a DVD as a you know what I'm saying, like an MP3 DVD, and it's just got all your shows on it. Put a nice little cover on that bitch, and there you go. It ain't no video. It's music. Pop that bitch in your player and just bitch sit back and just laugh.
Oh, I have all that shit through iTunes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
So... yeah, I want to download all my shit, digitally remaster it, you know what I'm saying? So all the shit is high, all the songs sound good, and then boom, put that bitch down,
yeah.
DVD, and there you go.
All right, brother, you got to beat me up, brother, because I got to...
Be around now. What's today's show about?
Oh, today, since I didn't do last night's show, it was Horrorful Wednesday, because it's international...
Oh, you didn't do a show last night?
Nah, it's International Horror Week on 186. Deuce, the Worldwide Radio Show. So,
yeah.
So we got to give shouts out to all the whores out there, all the hardworking women, and, you know, of course, the ones that do it for free. You know what I mean?
You know that. Well, shouts out
to
all
I need
that.
To air this car out because it is smoked to fire. All right, Smelly, I'll see you later.
You know it. I'll be calling in.
All right, brother.
Peace out. San Jose, California. State Lawrence. Right there, people, you know what I'm saying? And being that is International Hobag Week, I'll go ahead and play a special song for all the hoes out there. Yeah, this one's for you. Hold on, this one's for you. There you go. This is your song. Here you go. Play, mother. Play. No. Oh. I guess he is acting up just like hoes do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Play my motherfucking jam, man. That damn Blog Talk. All right, people. He fucked up the joke, but, you know, we still gonna keep the joke popping. You know what I'm saying? Okay. For the hoes out there, for the hoes. If you're not a whore, do not put yourself in the groove of this music. Yeah. But if you are, this is your song. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I like chicks, you know what I'm saying, and all kind of flavors. And that's what my homeboy Bobby Treacherous tells you. You know what I'm saying? Getting it in right here, man. Talking about my past. Looking toward the future. Coming up on the second season, man's Wrecking the Game Radio Starship, Smelly Fried. Doing it real big, man. Getting into something new. You know what I'm saying? Bringing comedy. Bringing more education. More languages. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I'm moving
real.
So diligent. Yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through. You gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant. You could use it to elevate. Turn my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge. And he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper. And maybe he can conquer all these lame-ass politicians who ain't making no progress. This year, I ain't taking no nonsense. But still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots for Trump, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful. Cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't sterile. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma. Please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah. You know, I really don't care. Cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party. The shots already started. I'm already retarded. I ain't gotta be the hardest. Shit, I'm not even an artist. You ain't gotta be the smartest bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities, I got the authority to take you to the crib. It's got 3 stories. All I need is 3 stories. It's cool with the orgies. Hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here?
What's good?
This is a toast to the living, raising cups in the air.
Come on.
Yeah. What's really up in here?
What's
I'm drinking
good?
Like it's on the house. We getting fucked up in
fucked
here.
Up in
y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma. Please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Bobby Treacherous. Bobby Treacherous.
Hustle all day, keep teasing. Grind all night.
Let's keep with our homies.
Hustle all day.
Get money. Boy, I'm like, I see you, boy.
Get money. Grind all night.
Get money. Get money, that's what I do, you heard me? Okay, time is money, so I never waste it. A record deal coming soon, I can taste it. I'm the best in the city, let's face it. Boy, I serve all day like a waitress. Take back, try to say that I replaced it. With Mo, the boy get no. I just sold a lot, now it's time for me to re-up. Getting called dread till I'm ready to meet up. I'm married to the game and I don't need a prenup. 50 pounds on the table, let's heat up. I'm lukewarm, but the boy about to heat up. Boom, boom, fire, you can't turn the AC up. Jumped off the porch at the age of 14. I used to make it down and I sell the whole thing. I make money, money don't make me. I'm next to blow, congratulations.
I hit the street light and I get my money right back.
That's right. When Martin Lee Anderson went into the boot camp one day and came out dead that same day, I know then they was having a gangsta party on us. They're having a gangsta party on us.
I'm yelling black power, pledging my allegiance to free. Forget the politics.
Tavern, where do you leave me to drink?
Yeah, hello, is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. Mike Roch! Mike Roch! Hey, has anybody seen Mike Roch lately?
That's right. When Martin Lee Anderson went into the boot camp one day and came out dead that same day, I know then they was having a gangsta party on us. They're having a gangsta party on us.
I'm yelling black power, pledging my allegiance to free. Against the politics, my flow is positive. I'm a leader, looking to cross the line. It's time to charge the cost to y'all. Coming up off, and now I'm the boss. Backstab for the riches, they turn to snitches. What goes up is coming down, might as well face your sentence. Of lifelong visions without a limit to the effect. So don't hold your breath, or you be swimming in debt. The dollar you claim is mere status, a fear factor. I'm all about the promised land. The hereafter, keep up my face and face my pace. Get on my way, cause time's a waste. And hours for the valor, and your minutes for the minutes. Those seconds are indefinite, so watch how you're living. And signs all here, it is blind to the ear. Deaf to your eyes, open your mind, see it clear. Stay strong.
Murder, we make murder. Just like Tyrone said.
But a gangsta party on us, so I stick to the Lord, cause of God and trust. And it's time for some action, no time for relaxing. The jack is going crazy, they trying to keep up on my back. And it's time for some change. Since way back, they've been off the chain, trying to brainwash us and keep us slanging the cane. So I pray to the Lord that he help us maintain.
Yeah!
Not Jennifer Porter skating, white girl rapping. They caught up in the system, all of the dough they say they taking. It's time for some change, or let me get some change. So I can get up on the bus to Tallahassee. Have a sit in with my brothers and sisters. Show you we ain't kidding and you can't dismiss us. And either stop the violence or we're about to get vicious. For some change, let's take it back in the days before we rock gold teeth and chains and get our minds right. Get ourselves some businesses to keep our grind on tight. Ignite, cause somebody gotta spark the flame to start the fight. Take a step back and let the world see it was built by black. And we made everything from miles track to stop light, to stop killing my people, fight the fight.
Oh,
what I'm saying, nothing but a gangsta party on us. Nothing but a gangsta party on us. Murder is no. On the U.S. Murder remix. On the U.S. Hey,
Martin Anderson, I never met you in this world. But when I come to heaven, will you please introduce yourself to me? Will you please let me meet you? I want to meet you. You're a wonderful person. It seems like I know you. I never seen you. You're a wonderful person. God sent you to the world for a symbol. You're a symbol. Your shimminess would last forever. Marley Anderson, oh,
you so much like Martin Luther King. Yo, death is not in